This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You guys, I have a weird moral dilemma. The more I think about it, like, do we need to rewrite the song?
Why?
Because it's never nope.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, we call this news or nope because it was supposed to be you guys trying to like step up and go, we think this is worthy of being on the show. Mm-hmm. But like, I never say nope. So it's just news. or is the concept now we're going to read the news that we think is news. And in your head, you may think, no, that's not news.
That's what I thought. Maybe do people text it and go, nope. Like, no, I don't care. Really I don't stupid. Care about that. I like that one. Okay. I don't know.
Is that what we do? Or do I just make it just the whole song just become news? News. News.
News.
It's like a lot of news. These are the things that plague me.
News. 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 News.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news.
Or news.
I couldn't say it.
It's just, I don't understand why. Like, I don't say nope anymore.
You don't.
And it's...
You need a spine.
If you want to start texting the word nope, 303-222.
No. Oh, wait. You can text nope.
You can say nope.
Yeah.
N-O-P-E.
Okay.
Just don't text the S word. Now this has gone away, so let me start it over. Oh, that's still going.
Whoa. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's a big day today.
Big.
Big day.
Huge.
Like five big.
Five big?
It's Patrick's birthday. I want to give a shout out to my nephew.
Oh!
He turned five today.
You know, this is just making me seem like a terrible parent. Have I ever shouted out? I guess once, maybe.
You did. You've done it before.
Mm-hmm. I guess. All right. Well, hey, congrats, Pat.
Yeah. Good old Mr. P.
P. Yeah, what are you guys doing for him? Taking
We're
him to
going
a strip
to,
club?
Yep. I hit up Frank. He's ready for us.
Frankie Bones!
Yeah. Got a young one coming in.
You're going to have to trust this ID, baby.
The big five.
Oh, all right. I'll see you. We'll all be at Shotguns tonight with a five-year-old.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Her heart will go on. Her Vegas residency might also go on. I'm talking about Celine Dion. She's seems ready to hit the stage again.
Wait, doesn't she have that thing?
Mm-hmm. She's been...
The fainting goat thing or whatever she has?
I don't think that that's what... She has been battling some...
She has that thing where she like
oh, the muscle,
up.
Yeah.
They're like, ugh! Mm-hmm. Like, because I saw the one video
is
of her doing it.
Is that the fainting goat thing? No.
It just seems the same because the goats like do that stiff up thing and then they fall over. And when she was doing it, I was like, it reminded me of the fainting goat.
She's been battling a lot of health challenges. She canceled her Vegas residency in 2021, but she's reportedly determined to make a big comeback. Sources share that she's got a dedicated medical team, strong support system, and they're all helping her try to make a return to Vegas.
As much as I don't like her, like, she's phenomenal. I hate that she has this. She's been through so much.
Here's my question. Here's my unpopular question.
God, please ask the same one that's in my head.
Do we need Celine Dion and Cher? They're the same
to me.
That's
not the question. No,
they're totally different.
So different.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Cher can't sing.
Like, what?
Like, Cher can't sing like Celine can sing.
They're different.
Ow. She can't. If I go turn back time. If I could find a way.
They're different voices, but they can both sing. I would rather go see Cher than Celine.
No, you wouldn't.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To me, it proves there's always the theory of two. There's Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. There's Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. There's Cher and Celine Dion. There's always
I
two.
I think there's another totally better Celine Dion person. I don't think it's Cher. But
I said it was unpopular.
Okay, here's my unpopular question. Too. And I'm bringing our NASCAR brethren in.
Okay.
Do people go to NASCAR races to watch the race? Or do they go hoping for a crash?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Kind of both, right?
And the Celine version of the question is, do you go for Celine singing or do you go hoping she has the fainting goat night?
No.
You want to be there on the night.
I don't.
Yeah, you want to be there on the you want to be there on the big crash for NASCAR. Like, you don't want any drivers, and the cars are so much safer than they used to be, but you kind of want to be there when there's a crash. I went and saw an F1 race and we got on the most dangerous corner.
I don't
on
know why
purpose.
It feels different to me, but like, maybe it's because I've watch the Celine video, like, it just looks so painful, and obviously a car crash is also probably painful.
Yes,
but like, it's different because it's like they are the NASCAR people are voluntarily getting in the car.
She's voluntary going on a stage knowing she has a debilitating thing,
but she did not voluntarily get the stiff person syndrome.
No, you're right.
It just feels different.
Little bit to me that I just think there's whatever that thing is. It's not Schadenfreude, but like, some of us
we're curious people.
We like to go to things where something bad could, like, you would go see Siegfried and Roy, and you're like, is this gonna be the night? Is this gonna be the night where one of them just gets roared? Sorry, was it more unpopular than the Cher Celine thing?
I mean, that one was just silly.
Yeah,
it's just, I think, just wrong.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Speaking of uncomfortable topics,
yep.
Well, there's a new Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix. Me being the true crime fanatic.
Which one is she?
She was the one that went missing. Her and her boyfriend were traveling in the van.
Oh, he was the one who did it.
Yes.
Oh.
It is.
Why do you
put
yourself? White women, all women, focus. Why do you put yourself through this?
That's a bold statement, and I want to throat punch you.
Why?
It's not as easy as just leave.
No, I didn't mean that. You, Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Why do
over the table.
No, God. No.
Ooh, okay,
being in an abusive relationship. Stand down. No, I'm saying.
The sure question's not so bad now, huh?
I didn't mean, why do you stay in a bad relationship?
Oh,
I get that.
Oh.
You've been gaslit. You've been like whatever. I understand that completely. I don't know why you want to watch it.
Why do you want to watch a car crash in NASCAR? It's the same thing. Anyways, the documentary is pretty good. The Laundrie family did not like it because it obviously made them look bad because Brian's a POS.
Isn't he? Didn't he end up going out with the Gators or something?
He went out and killed himself
in like somewhere where he got ate.
He died by suicide. No, the family found him.
Oh, he wasn't eaten yet?
No.
Oh.
Oof.
All right. We have time for one more, and buddy, you got to pull it out of where we're at right now.
Okay.
I have angered We've got Cher fans mad, NASCAR fans mad, domestic abuse fans mad.
Fans? You called them fans?
I did.
Good evening. We sent the Slacker Show research team out today after the snowfall that we had to test this. Mm. And if you avoid falling on ice, do you know what you're supposed to do?
To avoid falling on ice?
Yes.
Stay inside.
Well, that's
for the win!
No, actually what you're supposed to do is walk like a penguin. And I have been doing this. The Slacker Show research team has proved it. It actually works. You kind of lean forward. You put your weight forward and kind of waddle. And then you don't slip on the ice. So be careful out there.
You do that snowboarding too when you're stuck. You don't have enough momentum to like get uphill. So you just like, like one side.
I watch so many videos of people falling down the stairs when they're icy. Like just people wrecking themselves all the time. And that's what happens. Your foot comes out from under you. You got to stay over your
Why
feet.
Do you walk like that when it's not icy?
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.